Anytime we light the path for another, we light it for ourselves too. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Anytime we light the path for another, we light it for ourselves. Well, that's a truism. You cannot be a light on a path and not have others be able to see the same light. Although, in the morning, I go for a walk on the path, and sometimes it's so pitch black when I first start out. I take my thumb and I put it over the surface of the little tiny flashlight, just letting out a little bit of light, just so I see where the ruts are. And then, after about 5 minutes, my eyes are accustomed to the dark, and I can shut it off, and I haven't made my eyes unaccustomed to the dark by having too much light, which would happen if I had it on full. So, that works out quite good. But that, of course, would be a limited amount of light. That'd be just so much light for me. Now, anytime we light the path for another, we light it for ourselves. What we mean by this statement is that if we do what we should do in our philosophy, and that is live it, we, by our lives, are lighting the path for another. Because others look at us and they say, oh, sure, you can have wholeness. Oh, sure, you can have abundance. Oh, sure, you can have right action and peace and so forth. Well, look who you are, you know. You're special people. That's right. We're very special people, and don't ever let anyone make you think that you're not. Don't let anyone ever, like as my sister had said, who do you think you are, the pure white driven snow? And I just said, if that's what you think, that sounds good to me. You know, sounds good to me. I didn't boldly come out and say, yes, I am. Because that's not what you want to do. I just said, I'm glad that's what you think I am. If that's what you think I am, that's wonderful. Okay, go. When we are the pure white light of love, when we are the pure white driven snow, when we are living whatever it is we believe, and it doesn't have to be our belief, it can be any belief. Anyone who seriously believes whatever they believe and follows it, you will see they will have many people who respect and honor them. Now, they may be following something that we would not agree with. They may be following something that we would disagree with very heartily, that we'd be very unpleased about. But because they do it with such dignity, with such imagination, with such charm, we come to think that perhaps it's all right, you know. Perhaps that's a good thing. You know, you can sell most anything. A lynch mob. You know what a lynch mob is? That's where people get together and want to kill somebody for doing something bad. And the lynch mob is not made up of intelligent people, although intelligent people may be in the lynch mob. They are made up of people who are acting upon an emotional impact. And the emotional impact may be totally wrong. It may be totally wrong. They may have been given information which is incorrect, 100%. But because they're working as a group, but because the group endorses it, which of course means each person endorses what the other person endorses, what the other person endorsed, you know, it doesn't mean that they really endorse it as a group. It just means that somewhere it started, and then it just snowballed and grew and grew and grew. Now, I find it charming that the author of Harry Potter is suing a woman from Russia for plagiarizing some of her works, apparently. I didn't read the article. But she's suing someone in Russia for plagiarizing. Here she is, one of the richest ladies that you can imagine, just spontaneously out of the wonderful work she's done. And immediately, she wants to stop the world from getting excited about her work. Mm-hmm. Instead of telling the world that she is being plagiarized, write the lady a letter and say, I endorse you to do what you're doing. I endorse you to say what you're saying about Harry Potter and to use it. Go right ahead. If you can make a couple dollars off it, bless you. Only one thing wrong there. Harry Potter's author does not have control. Control of her work is in the hands of her agent. It's in the hands of her publisher. It's in the hands of her whoever is doing whatever they're doing. And they're very tough about these things because they want every single penny that they can possibly get. They want every single penny that they can possibly earn. And they know if there's any leaks, there's liable to be a lot more leaks later on. And so they want to stem them in the beginning. But is Harry Potter a book of light? Well, it all depends on who's reading it and what you're saying about it. Harry Potter can be a book of light if you are mature enough to realize that some of the things that they're doing are incorrect. But it sounds like the things that they're doing that are incorrect are okay because they get away with it. And they get away with it continuously, continuously, continuously throughout all of her books. And that does not bode well for following the rules or for having ethics or morals. And this is what the book, every book coming out, should somewhere teach. Values and morals and things like that. And even in the worst crime stories that we have written, and the people who write books about intrigue and murder and stuff like that, there's always the man being caught or the woman being caught. They always come to an end, you know. They do not get off free because the book publishing business does not allow that to happen. That is a non-acceptable term to use, to let the criminal get off free. If the criminal gets off free, the book is not going to be published because there are certain boobadoo that will not allow it to happen, whether it's the law, whether it's the ethics of the community, whether it's the church. The church has banned a lot of books, and some of the books have been banned for that reason, and others for other reasons. But these things can happen when people do things like that. But the book is written so charmingly, Harry Potter, that people overlook that aspect of it. Because it's just like a naughty little boy who's a little meanie growing up and then later on becoming a very dangerous criminal, you know. But you see him developing, you know what's coming, and you know the book is going to develop into that. But Harry Potter is not doing that. Harry Potter is emboldening the image of Harry Potter as being a very moral, good, gentle, sensitive, innocent, kind person, you know what I mean? And doing that, it's a travesty on the principles that we hold dear. But that's the way she's shining her light. And that light that she shines is doing what? It's affecting the lives of others. It's affecting the lives of others. Now, can some people handle that? Of course they can. Can everybody handle it? Not everybody. Will there be some who cannot? Yes, that's true. And should the book be banned, if you will? Should it be not allowed for general circulation if one person can be injured? Well, that's a tough question to answer. Financially, at least, you know. Morally and spiritually, there's no question. There's no question. Anybody who teaches that it's right to hurt, steal, or take from another, or to in any way do something that damages another, whether it's their body, their reputation, their spirit, or whatever, that should be stricken from the record. That should be completely not allowed. But again, everyone probably is very happy I'm not on the on the judgment committee. But I would never be on the judgment committee. I'm not judging right now. I'm only saying that if we teach going against our principles, we are being very foolish. We're being very foolish. If we're teaching going against our principles, then what? We're not for them. Like Jesus said when his disciples told him that there were other messiahs, other people in his time, in his town, who were teaching just what Jesus taught. And then Jesus said, if they are not against us, they're for us. And this is what we want to learn how to do. Be so self-confident in who we are that we do not have to go out and pull down anybody else, knock down their pedestal, and knock them off of it, just because it will make us feel a little better. Because if we ever knock somebody else down, you can be sure that person or their friends are going to look for us to be problems. I told you about the would-be attorney general who hired these Mexicans who were not legal, and she'd had them for years, no problems. But the minute she got into the position of telling other people how to live their life on a national scale, she was doing it on a local scale. She was a judge on a local scale and a lawyer. But the minute it was on a national scale, chikam, the old tigers are out to get her. And well that they should. Mm-hmm. Well that they should. Whoever takes the role of these high quests that we have should be as faultless as it can be. It should be absolutely magnificent. Now, what light are you shining on the path that is a blessing for yourself and for others? Are you shining on the path the light of love? Are you shining on the path the light of joy and peace and harmony and caring? Are you shining on the path the thought that this is a good world, a very good world, and we are very blessed to be in it? Are you shining on the path that even though Harry Potter has these areas of it that are not quite what we'd like to see, we bless them. And we bless everyone who reads that book, who sees the movies, who hears the tapes, to be mature enough to recognize that that is not good. To cheat in school, to go against your teacher's wishes, to go out in the middle of the night and do things when they tell you don't do it because it's dangerous, you know, and you still do it. And then, whose side were you on when Harry Potter was inside his invisibility cloak and this apparently naughty guy was checking around to see what was going on? Whose side were you on? You were on Harry's side. Harry is the good guy. And so you were on his side. In every aspect of the book, you were on Harry's side. And you thought that he is a pretty nice guy, pretty gentle, pretty wonderful. Well, we could put a cause in motion that we see Harry following whatever rules they have. Now, even for a wizard school, okay? Even for a wizard school, they had rules, didn't they? And pretty serious rules. And if you didn't follow the rules, what happened to you? You got kicked out of school. Well, now, Harry's dad was just as bad as Harry was. He was into all sorts of shenanigans, too. And Harry got into all sorts of shenanigans. But what happened to Harry? He was forgiven, protected, supported, even by the head of the school. I mean, I find it so unrighteous, so heinous, that this is put out as a recommendation for what our young people should follow today. And that's what it is. The schools are filled with Harry Potter. The libraries are filled with Harry Potter. The bookstores are filled with Harry Potter. Special section of the bookstore for Harry Potter. My God! Wouldn't that be something if we had one of our books like that? How wonderful. I'm not jealous of them, but good for them. It is done. Okay? It is done. But you see, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Then start getting going. Get going on following your principles, living your principles. Be the light of the world. And you'll be the light for yourself first. And all the world will walk in your path. And they'll say, oh, there are no thorns, there are no obstacles here. All is peace, all is harmony, all is goodness. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Just imagine, if the path that you walk at all times is beautifully illumined, there are no obstacles. Because what appeared to be an obstacle in the dark is not an obstacle in the light. If it's a stone, you walk around it. If it's water, you walk through it or around it or whatever. It's not an obstacle. It's just something there. And if you're Sir Walter Raleigh, you throw your cloak down there and let the queen walk across. I oftentimes think, wouldn't it be something if there was a hole in the ground right there and he threw his cloak across and the queen stepped out of it and went, choing. Now, Herb, that's not very nice. But you see, this is what that type of thing in Harry Potter teaches you. Mm-hmm. It teaches you to be mischievous. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. Now, there are times that you guys are mischievous. There are times that you are miscreants, and you are doing things you shouldn't do. And I think that it's time now we all grow up and that we be that light and that we no longer say one word about anybody else in this world, whether I do or not. We no longer say any word about anybody in this world. And we only say the truth. Do you think Jesus should have changed his way of teaching because some people misunderstood what he said?
No.
I don't compare myself to Jesus, but I can't change my way of teaching just because some people misunderstand. And people misunderstand because they want to do it their way. And that's the only reason. Now, let's be sure that our light is a beautiful light that lightens the way for everybody. And we have one light now out of four that's on. I should fix those in the morning. But that one light gives off sufficient light for all the stairs, for all the walk, for everything. And at night, when I leave here and I walk up the path, the moon is so bright, it's like daylight.
Yeah.
And you can just walk as clearly and nicely as you want. But the thing is, you're the light. You're the light. How you live, how you act, how you talk, how you share who you are with your world. You're the light. Now, if you didn't know who you were, and you saw yourself doing the things you see yourself doing, would you follow yourself? Good question. Think about it. Because, in all honesty, I doubt that you would. Because some of you feel that you're being picked on. Some of you feel that you have a self-righteous attitude. Some of you feel that other people get more than you do, or you get more than other people do. Either way, you can have the same feeling. And on and on and on. And when you try to judge or question the teacher, then you're really in trouble. Because you have no reason, I mean, you have no way of understanding what reason the teacher has for doing anything. Because it doesn't always come right directly out of what has immediately happened. It may be a series of things that happens until all of a sudden a new action has to follow, which has nothing to do with the immediate thing. It's just a culmination. I was at the doctor for my annual, and the nurse took my blood pressure, and it was probably up there somewhere. They didn't tell me. And then the doctor took my blood pressure, and it was up there too. And they said, "You might have high blood pressure." And I said, "Wonderful." And he said, "For the next 6 weeks, I want you to take your blood pressure every chance you get and write it down so that I can see it." Well, out of, 50 times I've taken my blood pressure, or 25 times, whatever it is, four times it was high. And all the rest of the time, it was very nice, you know, very normal. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Now, one morning I went for a walk, and I came back from my vigorous walk, high blood pressure. The next morning I went for my walk, came back from my vigorous walk, and had normal blood pressure. Now, do you figure that? So, you can't lay it to one thing or another. It's just something to befuddle the doctors, you know. And that's all part of their game, and they love it. Okay, kids, here we are. Anytime we light the path for another, we light it for ourselves. Just be damn careful how you light the path. If you light the path with anger, hatred, unhappiness, feeling sorry for yourself, or all that ilk, man, it's going to come back. Bow. If you light the path with joy, peace, harmony, love, goodness, abundance, every lovely thing like that, it'll come back. Pow! Wow. So, and I see this for you now. Pow! Wow. I love you.